Here in the U.S., as major charities like the Red Cross struggled to cope with the flood of donations that followed September 11th, other nonprofit groups worried that money was being siphoned away from their organizations. A new survey from Indiana University shows 58% of fundraisers agree that tragedy-related giving has come at the expense of other causes. But the early numbers indicate that isn't true. Money given to September 11th-related charities so far totals less than 1% of the $200 billion or more given by individuals and corporations in 2001. George Rutolo is past chair of the American Association of Fundraising Council, and we invited him to help us reconcile the numbers with what many charities say has happened since September 11th.
I think what they were saying is that they feel it is going to have some effect on certain charities. For example, animal rights groups, also giving to the arts, museums, and the performing arts. So you can honestly say it's going to have an effect on certain causes. Is it going to have an overall effect when we analyze giving in 2001? I don't think it is, but if you break down where money goes in this country from year after year after year, you always find that during certain years, certain slices of the pie, whether it be education, health, religion, some years they do better than others.
I would imagine the hardest thing to be is a secular arts charity in New York City. Say, for example, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Problem?
I would think that they would be good to maintain the level of giving that they received in 2000. Yes, it's a problem. If they don't have any growth philanthropically, that's going to create some challenges for them.
They depend on people coming to the museum and putting money in the box, and they're not coming to New York.
Yeah. They depend upon attendance, and they depend upon philanthropic support. And it's almost an image thing with certain corporate leaders and foundation leaders where they don't want to appear like a gift to a museum or a ballet could be viewed, I don't think it is, but could be viewed as being superfluous. An awful lot of those corporations might have given gifts or pledges of $1 million or more because a lot of these corporations did not want to be left behind. I mean, they were doing it for the right reason. They wanted to help, but they also were concerned about if they didn't give, what would it say to their customers, to their constituents, and to the public at large.
I'd like to ask you for your hunch here, your instinct about whether when we look back on philanthropy and what happened in 2001 after September 11th, whether you think it'll be this big blip that came and went and then things more or less resumed as they were, or is this proving, do you think, to be some occasion for rethinking philanthropy, and might there be some lasting change that in the years to come would attribute to these events of the end of 2001?
I think a lot will depend upon the practitioners in the field of fundraising. For example, the Red Cross, they have an opportunity to go to the people who supported them for the first time and explain to those people in the future what Red Cross does routinely. The communication with those people who supported them for the first time could create some new annual supporters to Red Cross. And to the Salvation Army, and to Catholic charities, and to Jewish philanthropies. So it really behooves all of these organizations that received a lot of money because of September 11th to kind of ratchet up the communication level with those individuals.
Well, Mr. Rutolo, thank you very much for talking with us. And Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, sir.
George Rutolo is the immediate past chair of the American Association of Fundraising Council. He spoke to us from Killington, Vermont.